There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Your home for live in-play betting just got even better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature, college basketball lightning bets. Bet minute by minute, lightning fast. Instant college basketball lightning bets now available. And locate on the live event menu. Choose the outcome of the next play, next point, and more. And you stay in the action all game long. New customers use code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Great promotion. Elevate your live betting game now. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or 800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling.
Okay, so some wires were crossed. I believe we're going to have Doug Gottlieb at the bottom of this hour, coming up at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, to talk some college basketball. By the way, we're getting emails and feedback right now saying that Barnes, absolutely readily available at 7-1 to win the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
In the previous segment, last hour, you pointed out you were listening to the Brian Windhorst podcast, and two guys on the podcast said Barnes going to win Rookie of the Year. They have votes. They would give it to him over Mobley.
Well, McMahon said Barnes Rookie of the Year, and then Windhorst kind of agreed and said he's playing well, and the other guy didn't say that's crazy. You know what? Yeah. Considering that the favorite was Mobley 1-12.
He was.
So, yeah.
As high as 1-12. And I found during the break to play in the play-in tournament, the Bulls are higher than plus $3.
Love that.
They're the 5 seed right now.
Big game tonight.
We ran down the schedule in the previous hour. It is just brutal for this team. They're playing terrible basketball, losers of 8 of their last 10. Plus $3? To be you got to be the 7 seed or lower.
Guys, we just went through this last year, and we pounded our chest a little bit. It wasn't over the top, but we went through every day we came in February and March, and we said, "How the hell is Thibodeau 25-1 to win Coach of the Year?"
Yeah,
it's the Knicks. There were zero expectations. They got the 4 seed, and the guy's in the number one market. But this is all about these guys who cover the league and what they say in all their podcasts, and they have votes and what they're thinking.
Of course.
I mean, how was he 25-1 for much of the year? to win coach of the year. So this right, the same thing could be.
I should have kept betting that more and more and more last year.
And he wins it.
Okay,
and
so
that was late in the year.
But that's the thing, right? That's one of the keys to betting the awards and the markets for the awards is that you need to like just remove your brain from it for the most part, because you can't have a strong opinion on this. Like, you could be listening to this right now, and you in your head you could be saying, oh, that sounds silly. There's no way Mobley has to be the rookie of the year. Well, when you have actual voters telling you this, then you kind of have to be like, okay, that makes some sense to me. And you see 7-1.
Yeah.
All right, then I need to fire on that guy. And we have Barnes already from way back. Maybe this should be a Tom Thibodeau kind of situation where, okay, that plus money's still available. Let's keep Bennett then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many places have rookie of the year up. I looked during the break and didn't see many.
5-1 at Bet Rivers on Barnes. Yep. The other one, okay. You're telling me Embiid's the MVP? Another so-so performance? They're leaking oil down the stretch?
Well, who's it going to be then?
I'd still go with Joker. But that, I mean, so it's what, just, but, to be, that's not a good team. Look who he's surrounded
with. Okay, but again, if you go based on history, what are they going to be
the
like?
Seed,
a sixth seed?
Yeah.
One player going back 39 years, I believe that's the number.
Yeah.
Has won the MVP below a 3 seed.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that's what you're up against.
He hasn't had Porter and Murray, though, either. But he's carrying this team. And that's, again, why this Dallas-Minnesota game is so important tonight. Denver's now the 7. Denver, you might be walking into LeBron James or somebody in one of the... Who knows what happens?
We kicked around the idea of that team winning that division. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're not going to overtake Utah at this point.
No, they're 4 back now. Nope. Minnesota's 4 back. But with a tough schedule.
Are those the only two players that can win the MVP? Because I've heard people nationally suggest Freak.
Well,
could still pull this off.
How many games has he missed? That's the other thing.
Well, I think last count, late last week, he had played in like 58 games.
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't understand some of this stuff. You had Bill Simmons on his podcast say Jackson should be Defensive Player of the Year. And he's like the 6th choice now at Bet Rivers.
He had 3 blocks again yesterday.
Then you see Bam's the favorite. He's missed 25 games.
Yeah, I'm looking.
You cannot win any kind of award if you miss 25 games.
I'm looking at a spot here in Las Vegas right now. They have Bam Adebayo at plus 110. He's played in like 45 games.
Lunacy.
We have 3 weeks left of the season. How can you give that guy the award? Yeah. How? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That you need. That's why I was so mad last year with Rookie of the Year. LaMelo Ball missed like a lot of the season.
Sure.
And Edwards played like the last month or 6 weeks at a super high level, and he played like every game. Like, that should count for something. But evidently, for people who, that's part of me, again, needed to like go back again, because people who vote on this stuff, they don't really care if guys miss games, though. For the rookie of the year market, it hasn't meant anything for the most part.
I just thought of something. What are the Nuggets to miss out? Murray, I don't know if Murray's coming back now.
What, to miss the playoffs?
Yeah, they don't get it. If they're stuck in the 7? Yeah. You might walk into Paul George or LeBron or something. You never know. New Orleans, getting people back. New Orleans went to L.A. and beat them by 50. I mean, Pelicans are playing better ball.
Not even offered. Of the teams that I'm looking at on the board right now, they're not even there.
I'll take a peek. I mean, they're the 7th seed right now. They're tied with Dallas.
I'll keep looking here.
Or is it Minnesota? Never in any event. They're all bunched up there. Anything can happen. Now, you got to feel good about Memphis getting the 2 seed with the Curry news. You turn your head for 2 seconds, someone's hurt.
Yep.
It's like, is this guy coming? The Simmons news over the weekend. I mean, it just...
Yep.
I don't know. I stand by it. I mean, I know it depends where you shop and everything, but it's just between the Kyrie business and now the Ben Simmons news, how are they the favorites to win the East? How? It can't be.
I think it's because of Durant being back and what he's looked like.
I know, but just had to have 53 at home to hang on to beat the Knicks. Whole different ball game.
I don't know. I mean, it's a great question. And honestly, we'd love to bring on a guest. We should probably bring on a guest at some point to talk about these awards. Because I'm getting ideas in my head as we're discussing this.
Yeah.
Is it completely nuts? And I bet him on a flyer last week at 300-1. If the Celtics pull off the 1 seed for Tatum to win the MVP, to come out of nowhere and steal this award. If you're telling me right now that you don't think Embiid should win it and they fall to like the 4 or the 5 seed, and the Nuggets are going to be like the 7 or maybe the 8 or who knows where they land in the playoffs in the Western Conference with the seeding, if the Celtics would grab the 1 and they've turned their season around like this since like January 1st,
yeah,
and they're legitimately like right there with Like behind the Suns as the best team in basketball?
Well, that was the DeRozan argument. He was going for 35 every night, but
it was.
Again, the Bulls that won that long ago, the Bulls were the one seed. But then the losses happened. I think the Bulls are 2-16 on the season with if their opponent has a better record than they do. Yikes. But how about Booker? There's another one.
Nobody will talk about that.
They win every night.
I know. If they win 65 games and Paul's going to miss a big stretch and they really hasn't even mattered,
yeah,
he can't get any consideration whatsoever.
Getting juicy.
Man, well, I mean.
Juicy.
But look at the odds. Based right now on the odds, it feels like Giannis would be the only guy that could catch him.
Yeah, yeah. And back up to my earlier point. Again, Mitch, if they don't have, they're not going to have Simmons, it looks like. And who knows what he's going to be like if he's on the court. Until this Kyrie business is settled, I don't think they're beating any of these teams if it's just Durant.
Well, no, I know that.
The guy can't play in home games.
If things do change, though, I mean, the Nets can certainly win the whole thing with KD and Irving.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely good enough to win the whole thing. Because they could combine for 80 points every single night. But that's the great unknown with Kyrie, right?
Sure.
How are you feeling today, by the way, after 4 days in the madness?
Rough, yeah. You got it, yeah.
I think today should be...
I didn't listen to Malinsky. I'll tell you that. Oh,
no.
Chicken tenders. Hot dogs? Okay. Huh? Corona?
More
sure.
Beer?
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. 4 hours
what
of
happened?
Sleep, max?
14-0 run? What'd I miss? I turned my head. I was talking to the cocktail waitress. What?
Yeah. It's 75 degrees outside. I haven't paid attention to a game in 14 minutes.
Got some sun. That was good. Needed that.
I think today should be a national. Today should be optional.
Yeah.
Work should be optional for everybody in the country.
Sure, good call. Especially with the new schedule now. See, before we used to blame 60 minutes. I know we got to pick a street or we're getting mad at everything. But it used to be all the games were at the same time because of 60 minutes. But now it's so damn staggered. It's like
the games on Sunday would be done by like probably 5 o'clock Eastern.
Got to be a better way.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how many. Like, how many people on the East Coast watching the show right now? Like, on Marquee in Chicago, on
the
Pittsburgh,
Arizona finish?
On
right.
Nesson. How many people were watching that game last night?
Yeah, right.
That game started at 9:40 p.m. your time last night.
Yeah.
And it went to overtime. I mean, that game is going until midnight.
Everyone had the tweets, too, of Stadium Swim, what it looked like for the 4 days of the madness. And it was just the weather, fantastic. The place to be, right? Was great. But, you know, Dustin's right. It delivers every single year. 15 seeds in the Sweet 16. Defending champ out again early. The run with the 11 seeds. You know?
It's not, I mean, okay, sure. Should I be the old man again and scream for a second? It's not perfect. But it is amazing.
Right.
And I say that because there are things like, you know, the officials have been kind of bad.
I understand. Yep. Again.
You know, but.
No team has won the tournament after losing their first conference tourney game. Auburn, Baylor, Illinois. Again, how'd they do? I can't get over the SEC thing. They've yet to face a single-digit seed, but they've lost 5 of 6. They're down to one team. They lost to a 15, a 10, and 3-11.
Cannot happen.
Oh, and the Big Ten again doing this.
There's no way that can happen.
Come on, Big Ten. That's enough already. 18 teams the last 2 years from the Big Ten? Three of only advance of the Sweet 16?
Yeah. And, of course, the team that I thought did not deserve to be in, Michigan, they're alive and well.
Yeah. Can you put the video up, guys? But that's also what you're up against when you come here. How do you say no to this? Between the girls walking around, bring some more out. Okay, hey, guys, follow the money. How you doing? And that's sliders?
Yeah.
Chicken tenders?
Oh,
fries?
Right.
You got room for nachos? Sure, why not?
I can watch games out here for 4 days in a row at 13 hours at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Hanging with Evan? What a time. The food is so damn good. God.
All right. In Pocket Plays, we'll recap what we had over the weekend and tell you what we're betting in the Sweet 16. Coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
All right, time to check in with our in-pocket plays, as we call them here on Follow the Money. All right, still alive with Kansas tournament wins over 2.5. That was plus 120 on the opener. I think that was at the Westgate. When I bet that last week, they have to beat Providence.
Yeah.
They can lose this game, though.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole path is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What Gonzaga has to go through compared to Kansas, which I know there's an upset there at the bottom of the bracket, but come on.
Night and day. So Colgate +9.5, winner against Wisconsin. Bet that right away on Selection Sunday. Had Loyola, Chicago, Ohio State first score of 3, plus 195. That was on Friday. That was a loser. And I bet Miami, you can still find this. 115 was available earlier on during the show. I think it still should be. Or 120. I bet them both. Miami money line against Iowa State. I'm not overreacting to what Miami did yesterday, although they looked really good. It's more of anti-Iowa State because I don't think they're a very good basketball team. And I think Wisconsin was just as bad as it gets yesterday.
I mean, they got to face LSU, too, which was...
Correct. Yeah, in a weird situation without the coach and not a great team either.
Shame on the NC2A. That's a disgrace, the Colgate thing again. Number one, the officials got involved.
Well, okay.
But, I mean, here's the Colgate coach. We played at Duke, Kansas, and some other tough places. But he thought it was the best environment for college basketball he's ever seen.
Yeah. But that's in a... Round one game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, 14 seed. Got to play a road game.
Mm-hmm.
Why, it's so tough for these schools.
Of course.
I mean, that just, come on. All right. How about that? I mean, this continues to come in. The lowest combined point total. I went over 97.5. I lost the Loyola game to start the day on Friday. And I had Ohio State +1.5, which is a winner. But it's like, you got to work real hard to play a game under 97.5.
Oh, but then they did.
Yes, they did.
They tried their best to be awful, and they accomplished it.
41 points out of Loyola. Loser with UAB. Houston had 46 in the first half. Again, Houston shoots like that. hand them the trophy. Three units under 1.5 buzzer beaters for the tournament. And will a one seed win the title? No. Minus 130. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Let me give you one more lose some. Rick Barnes. Ricky. In the tournament, career 25-26. He's made the tournament four times at Tennessee. All four times he's lost as the better seed. Three of them to a double-digit seed. Since 07-08, he's made the second weekend once in 10 tries.
2-12-1 ATS.
Oh.
His last 15 tournament games.
Yep.
They play like that in round one, picking on a team that probably should not have been in the tournament, like I said, five times already on the show. And Tennessee's one of the hottest teams in the country. You know it was going to happen.
Yep.
Yep. There was only one possible result right there.
Yeah. Michigan down.
Looking back.
Michigan down 15, too. Down 15 points in the first half against Colorado State.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I like the Sampson video. How good was this? Shirts off, right? Come in and celebrate, dousing him with the water. He comes in. Hey, guys. Here we go. Back to the Sweet 16. Take the shirt off. Coming in. Putting his hands in the air. It's like Andy Dufresne coming crawling through the tunnel with the hands up. Give me some more. What? They stop. Come on. Bring the water. Right?
He's really good.
He is.
He's done this now at a bunch of spots. Say what you want about the guy, but
right. He can coach.
He can absolutely coach.
Yep.
And, you know, when Gottlieb comes, I think he's going to come on in 10 minutes now. I specifically want to ask him about that game with Arizona only a 2-point favorite now in the Sweet 16 and Texas Tech a 1-point favorite over Duke. I think a lot of people will be surprised by that. And
sure.
I think both numbers are just, they're so sharp. I mean, Texas Tech to be favored on a new, they're begging you to bet Duke. Not always a good thing, obviously. And I think they're begging you to bet Arizona. And I don't want to be on that side. Arizona is maybe the best team in the country. And they're laying 2 points against a five seed.
Yeah, good call. But you have to defend. They got to do a better job defending. You can't let TCU score like that on you.
But I'll tell you this. Jamie Dixon's a hell of a coach. I saw this tweet.
I don't know about that.
He did a great job at Pittsburgh.
Well, what do you do? Oh, whoa, come on.
And think about
this.
They
vomited on themselves every tournament.
Though. Oh, no, I know that, but he was always like a one or two seed.
Wow, yeah, and they could lose to Butler. And
somebody pointed this out last night. He's been there for, 6 years?
Uh-huh.
At TCU. TCU, of all places. He's already had five of the best seasons in school history. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of guys can go to TCU and win like this and be competitive in games like that.
How about that game? Seton Hall never in it.
Oh,
you see that?
No.
That game was over 5 minutes in.
Yeah. Yep.
He's
destroyed
good,
them.
All right. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
All right. Good numbers. Good regular season.
So what do you like early?
I like Arizona.
Well,
I think they're going to figure it out.
You do, huh?
You got to start. The other thing, between the defense and these scoring droughts, that's another one, right? Come on. Can't score against Wright State?
Yep.
Then you had the drought against TCU as well. All the bad beats. My God. Virginia Tech, Texas, first half. Texas cashes on a half-court shot from beyond half-court to cash the first half. Davidson, Michigan State, first half over 65. It was 61 with 3 minutes. The game, the total was 141.5. They scored 21 points on the last minute to go over.
Okay, that's awful.
It was awful. Duke and Fullerton. Fullerton dunk with 2 seconds left to get inside the number. Auburn, Jacksonville State, first half. Jacksonville State down 1 with 3 minutes. Couldn't get the money, couldn't cover. You got hooked on both totals, first and second half of that one. Gonzaga, Memphis, first half over 73.5. 9 missed free throws, 2 1-and-1s, fell 72. Murray State, St. Peter's, first half over 60. It fell 59. 3 missed free throws and a missed layup down the stretch. Arizona, Wright State, first half over 73.5. 5 points in the last 3:20 of that game. And Arizona can't score in the last four minutes. And Sparty catching 6.5, led by 1 with 2 minutes and change yesterday.
Could not cover the game.
No.
That really, really hurt
for
people who backed Sparty in that spot.
Missed free throws, foul. Free throws, foul.
Did you hear Barkley? He said before the Auburn game against Miami that he would take his shirt off and celebrate if they won the game.
Yeah.
Well, here is Miami coach Jim Larrañaga responding to that.
Well, to begin with, I was tuned into the games before us, and I listened to Charles Barkley tell the CBS crew that if Auburn won, he would take off his shirt. And I thought to myself, man, no one wants to see that, Chuck. So we did everything possible to make it possible that he wouldn't have to do that.
He helped the country by winning the game. So then Barkley then, of course, had to respond to Larrinaga.
Coach, you hurt your own team right there.
Let me tell you something. Coach has been a great coach for a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this is all about Miami. This is all about Miami, man. Listen, I love my school. They had a good season, just a good season, not a great season. But they beat us today.
They were really good.
Yeah, I'd say.
Miami was really, really good. And by the way,
Auburn came back and they're only down one at the half. And I said, okay, you lose by 18. There you go. There's another one. SEC team. You're a 2 seed. You got lost by 18.
Sure.
Come on.
And every possession down the stretch, bad three after bad three after bad three.
Yep.
I like what Alan Boston said on Twitter. He goes, folks, when I talk about coaching mismatches or when I like a game because of a coach, that's Exhibit A.
Yeah.
He really loves Jim Larrinaga, and I think Boston thinks that Pearl's a clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a performance.
Here he is dancing then after the game,
get
too.
Get down, yeah. You can get down, sure.
So that's a move. Think about this. The winner of Miami-Iowa State will be playing for a chance to go to the Final Four.
Yep.
But again, it happens every single year.
Yep. 10 of the last 11, a 7 or worse, has made the Elite Eight. 10 of the last 11.
Hey, by the way, how about that prop here at Circa, where they put an 8 seed.
8 through a 16.
Yeah, get in.
Like the minus 230 only. Couldn't believe it.
You know who's live? Carolina.
Sure they are.
As the 8 seed? The way they're actually, all things considered, Carolina might be the most impressive team so far in the tournament. The game against Marquette was, in 2 minutes, the game was over with.
Yes, it was.
And they had Baylor down by 25. It's partially on them, but also the officials were just as bad as it gets.
Yeah, when does that happen? And the second round, a 1 seed is down 25.
Down 25.
Oh. It's like Virginia against Baltimore County. Like, you know, you're going to show any fight here?
What was
Carolina's? Yeah, they were fantastic.
Did you say that you noticed Baylor was, 225 to be in overtime?
Yeah. It went from 60 to 1. It was Caesars tweeted it out, too. They were 60 to 1, down 25 with 10 minutes. They were minus 220 at the start of overtime. But you really.
Oh, man.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh,
can you
wow.
imagine? But it's like the Loyola game. I mean, you really have to work to stay under 97.5.
Yeah.
You got to work to blow a 25-point lead with 10 minutes left.
In play Betty, man, in the tournament.
Oh, it's great.
That's probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
Again, up next, we are expecting to chat with Doug Gottlieb, awesome on college basketball. I got to get his thoughts on two different games in the Sweet 16. Arizona laying 2 and Texas Tech favored over Duke. That's coming up here on Follow the Money.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Every day, choose from their stack starting lineup like the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos, and hot and cold coffee. And like any great team, Wendy's is bringing in the breakfast legends, oven-baked sizzling bacon, fresh cracked eggs, and the breakfast potatoes, and bring the OJ home as well. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. How about the high roller who had 4 dozen red roses delivered to one of the gals at Stadium Swim? That's Wolf of Wall Street. The whole room filled up, or Pretty Woman, right? Richard Gere. 4 dozen red roses he had delivered.
Yep.
And then also said, we're gonna win a new boat here if we hit this parlay. Give a gal one of the boats.
Well, he doesn't screw around.
No, he doesn't.
No, he goes
off. 4 dozen
tilt.
Red roses. Yeah. I'm like, how's she going to carry those out? How's she going to get those to her car? Yeah.
Well, did she? Why would she even take them, though? Did she? I mean, that's the point of is like would be impressing her in that moment at that time, right? That's all she needed to see.
Oh, every girl wants to be her. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is what it's going to be like. My God,
what a move!
Yeah, sure.
What a flex!
Did he get anywhere?
At that? Oh, good rapport, absolutely.
Good rapport with her.
Oh, absolutely. It's a home run. Can't go wrong with that.
Okay.
It's huge. It's an A+ effort. Great job. Serious play.
Yeah. Okay. So I also tweeted this out when Duke pulled off the win yesterday. I said, admit it, you did not want to see Coach K get bounced this early. Right? For the people who are anti-Duke and hate Coach K and they want him gone.
Can I say something?
I think you want to see this play out a little bit more.
Well, come on. I can't remember the game. Or was it USC-Miami? I don't know. There's a game coming down to the wire with less than 2 minutes left, and they're doing cutaways to show Coach K walk into the building.
Of course they are.
Twice they did that.
Oh, it's going to be the entire tournament.
They cut away from the game to show Coach K coming in with the wife.
I don't think the TV network was prepared yesterday for Coach K to get bounced. I don't think they were ready for that, what that would have been like afterwards. They better start preparing, though.
Absolutely.
Because if they don't get beat by Texas Tech, can they beat Gonzaga on a neutral twice this year?
Well, I mean, it's like I've been saying, though, what am I going to get? Am I getting Gonzaga the second half against Memphis? Good luck beating that team.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting Houston from the first half against UAB or how they played? What Arizona team do I get? You know, it's...
Again, who's going to put together all 40 minutes?
Right.
Who? Which team's going to do it? Like, Baylor did that. Baylor put together 40 minutes last year in the national title game. They had they came out against Gonzaga and they said, you know what, we got to throw our weight around and bruise these guys up, and they never took their foot off the gas.
Your point is well taken about how well Carolina looked until the final 10 minutes against Baylor.
Right.
What UCLA team am I going to get? The team that struggled against Akron in the first half or looked like that against St. Mary's?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that team's really good still. I mean,
how about Tennessee? Couldn't miss against Longwood, shooting 64% late in the game, and then couldn't make it anything against Michigan.
Sure.
So
that's another one.
How it is.
This is from watching TVs on Twitter. You guys said it. In-game is not just the future of how we handicap. It's the present. Predicting volatility has become as important as picking the side. And he said, I was hitting middles all weekend long just by doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did. I like this tweet. Pac-12 teams in the tournament. The last 2 years, 8 Pac-12 teams that made the Sweet 16, 6 Big 10 teams in the tournament the last 2 years, 18 Big 10 teams in the Sweet 16 the last 2 years, 3 Got to stop doing this. They have to. They got to cut this out.
That's why I said this earlier. It's unfortunate that actually Michigan made it this far. And it's not me. I'm not anti-Michigan at all. It's because they didn't belong in the tournament anyway, for the most part. But these 17 and 14 teams, Paul, because their headquarters are located, in downtown Indy, right there in Big Ten country, it's like, 17 and 14 and below 500 in conference play, they're still better than Team X, who's 28-3, but they lost in the championship game of their conference tournament. Why? What have they done? If it takes like a lower conference, right, a team from a smaller conference in a lower school, whatever, many years to build up wins in the tournament to get a higher seed. Shouldn't this ding a tournament in a conference like this if they're bad year after year after year?
Yes.
It should.
And you're doing it as 2 seeds and 3 seeds? Come on.
Right?
Enough of this. Clean it up.
So, by the way, talking about Coach K and surviving yesterday, again, 1-point dogs against Texas Tech. Coach K, after the game yesterday and covering against Michigan State.
I'm incredibly proud of my guys. You guys were terrific, man. I'm really proud to be your coach. You know, it had nothing to do with coaching in those last 4 or 5 minutes. It all had to do with heart and togetherness. And they followed their hearts, and God bless them. We're in the Sweet 16.
Look at that smile on his face. How proud he really was. And I think that was an involuntary smile. It just was on his face, and he's like genuinely happy about it.
Yeah. I'm sure he was proud of them when they were down 1 with 2 minutes left. And this is how it worked out. Okay. I can't believe they covered.
Jesus. If they make the Final Four,
yeah.
What's that coverage going to be like?
Oh, God. You get the whole week leading up to it. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, get ready. You know what it's going to be like.
So it just, this is what happens when you bet college basketball futures throughout the entire year. You don't know until Selection Sunday who they're going to be in, which region and other teams are going to be in there. Going back, I have Texas Tech 6-1 via Mike Palm's advice to make the Final Four in this region. I have Arkansas, I think, 20-1 to make the Final Four, and I have Duke on several tickets at 14-1 to win the national championship.
Okay.
So I just have to.
Yeah. Right.
I took a little on Gonzaga here, but just to get some of my original bets back at, not even that much really, but on Gonzaga to win at a minus 143.
I like how they played with pace in that second half. It was so good against Memphis.
Loved watching that.
That offense where they were rolling there for a while. That was great. But that's, you're right, dollar as low as 140 to make this Final Four.
I saw as high as minus 180 still.
I've seen a $2.
Oh, you have?
I have. And the no here at Circa's minus 320. You say they will not cut down the nets. But it's hard. This is hard to do. I mean, you can't, you know, the Rippon Gonzaga thing. I mean, Baylor was awesome last year. They came out, didn't go their way. They hadn't lost a game. And before UCLA, they blew everybody out. And then he got an atrocious call against Carolina on Zach Collins.
Sure.
What they called there. So he was this close to winning it there and beating Carolina. But it's hard to do.
So their potential path here is Memphis, an incredible 9 seed, really turned their season around. Tons of talent, NBA guys. Into Arkansas, the 4 seed, Musselman, good coach. Team's been hot. Then they'd have to go through the winner of Duke, Texas Tech, and then they'd have to go through like UCLA, North Carolina, or Purdue, and then potentially Arizona, Villanova, Kansas. I mean, they would really have to earn it this year. That is a very difficult path for Gonzaga.
Yeah, right. And going back to what Coach said, Frank Martin, about how everything's changed. You asked him about all the upsets, right? And how the sport has changed. Transfer portal, every game's on television. I'd rather go to a mid-major and play right away than sit the bench at a big-time program. But from 1985 to 2012, a 15 didn't make the Sweet 16. Now it's happened back-to-back years. And from 1985 to 2011, only 4 15s won a game. It's happened 6 times since, and it happened once on the same day. I think that was 2013, Norfolk and Lehigh. But
that sounds about
it's
right.
Just, yeah. But now back-to-back, what happens with Oral Roberts and St. Pete's?
Sure.
St. Peter's was 15-1 just to beat Kentucky. And then they come back and beat Murray.
My only hope is one day, while we are, you know, all still alive, that college football can get it right and expand to like 16 teams, you know, for a playoff and have a little bit more parity and maybe have recruiting so it evens out a little bit across the country. Because if you, again, dogs are 27, 20, and 21 ATS so far, and you have these higher seeded teams in the Sweet 16 right now. Can you imagine what a 16-team college football playoff would look like? When you have
games on
eight games spread out, campus sites over like two days or a weekend, and if the sport's actually a little bit more even. Derek Stevens said here at Circa that the handle on Saturday night doubled the Super Bowl. Imagine a 16-team college football playoff if we had some parity.
I don't even have to go that high. Go 12.
Okay.
Sure. Absolutely. And you're right. Kids will start going to different places finally. And not just the same 5 schools.
Yeah, right. That's the key.
American Athletic already cashed the over ticket for wins. ACC, over. Atlantic 10, over. Mountain West, under. West Coast, to go over, Gonzaga's got to go to the title game. Pac-12 still needs 2 more wins. Big 10, yeah, you got 2 teams left, but it's not looking good. You need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And SEC, forget it. There's another one, too. I mean, Arkansas would have to shock the world.
All right, up next, we will close with a little NFL. Huge news again over the weekend. Deshaun Watson traded to the Cleveland Browns. Zach Jackson covers the Browns for The Athletic. And now that team has turned into the favorites to win their division, the AFC North. But isn't he going to get suspended? And potentially for like, I don't know, a quarter of the season, maybe a little bit more? We'll ask Zach about that. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Talk some NFL here. Huge news again over the weekend as Deshaun Watson was traded from the Texans to the Cleveland Browns, and Zach Jackson covers Cleveland for The Athletic in that city. Zach, thanks for the time today. I want to begin with this. So after this move, like sports books here in Las Vegas and beyond, they immediately put the Browns as the favorites to win that division, like around plus 180. My question to you is, like, was that an overreaction? Because Watson's going to get suspended, is he not?
It's not certain. It looks that way. Zeke got suspended, right, without being formally charged. Ben Roethlisberger got suspended without being formally charged. But there is some gray areas. So, you know, of all the layers of this, you know, the Browns structured the redo of Watson's contract to make him only a $1 million base salary for 22. And that means it, when he does get suspended, assuming he does, he loses minimal money off of this contract because it only comes out of your base salary, right? So from that standpoint and what's hanging out there, we can assume a suspension's coming. But with no charges and with no settlement to these cases, you could also say it's not certain it's coming. So I feel like they're bracing for it, but I don't think anybody knows as of right now.
Okay. So then what was – I can probably guess – but what was the biggest factor in, you know, Watson changing his mind? Because again, like late last week, it's like the Browns are off the list. He's not going to go there. So then you were probably like, okay, I don't have to worry about this now. I can watch college basketball all weekend. And then the bomb drops. I'm guessing it was all that guaranteed money that they were offering. And he's like, okay, and now I'm fully on board now.
Yes, no doubt. And it's not just what's hanging out over there. I mean, the Browns went above and beyond. It's the single largest guarantee, you know, in a single contract in NFL history. And he's fully locked up for 5 seasons. So in that regard, you're looking past a 4 or 6 game suspension, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stunned that that made them the favorite, even with the suspension. I mean, you're looking at the Ravens, who were in fourth place, were the favorite before. And that's just the nature of this division. It's super competitive. Now there's three superstar quarterbacks, not just two. You know, everybody has good players. Really, everybody has a good defense. I'm not sure how that will go, but I think the Browns always thought, like, hey, we're right there with the Bengals everywhere except QB and wide receiver one. We're right there with the Ravens and probably should have beat them twice last year. We just didn't have the offense. And now they have this quarterback, and now they have Amari Cooper, and now they have a chance to move on from that. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with them being the favorites. Now, this is a team that could win 12 and be a top two seed in the AFC, or this is a team that could be 9 wins again. You know, there's a lot that needs to be sorted out, but the Browns have a good roster, and Deshaun Watson, you know, healthy and available, gives them a chance to be really, really good.
Well, with a roster that they're going to add people too. I mean, several guys tweeting I could go there, or guys change their mind and come back. And now, what does that mean? I think there's a big difference playing with Watson compared to Mayfield.
There is no doubt. It's not just at wide receiver that it's a lot easier to recruit free agents when you have Deshaun Watson compared to Mayfield, no doubt. So I think the door's open on Jarvis Landry. I would not say that it's a certainty. I think they were always the favorite to get Clowney back, but he's going to want his money. I'm not sure it's a certainty there. So they're certainly still in the market for a wide receiver, too. They still have to, you know, bolster their defensive line. Malik McDowell is a big loss. They took a chance on him last year, and he's not going to be in the league because he got in trouble again. They signed Malik Jackson last year, who was just a guy. He's not going to be back. So, but if you look at, like, Greg Newsome, JOK, Denzel Ward's going to get his extension. Of course, Myles Garrett, one of the five best defensive players in the league. I mean, this is a defense that finished playing like a top five unit, and if Clowney comes back, almost all the key pieces are back.
What happens to Mayfield? And the other thing is, you know, what went wrong and when did it go south? Because you had the playoff win against Pittsburgh and you're right there with a chance to go to Kansas City and win that game. And then between the Beckham business and some of the injuries and we need an adult at quarterback, what can you fill us in on what happened and how bad it was?
You got 7 or 8 free segments. It bad in a hurry. And it wasn't just the injury that was a part of it. It was poor play. It was just ineffectiveness, just missing guys. You know, they had the Odell Beckham breakup in the middle of the year, and that was ugly. He and the coach weren't on the same page. And to me, it's the coach saying, you're missing guys. And to him, it was, to the organization, it was him with some maturity things, with him leaking details of the injury that they didn't want out there. There was just a disconnect. And they looked and said, hey, we have worked really hard to go get this team that should be better than one game under 500, that should be back in the playoffs having a chance. They don't think that he's terrible, but they knew he was never going to be the guy. And some of the antics made that decision easier. So ultimately what this trade was, hey, we are in the market. Like, we have to be looking, and we have looked, and we have explored, and we're never going to find an opportunity like this. So of course we're giving up 3 number ones, and of course we're moving on right now.
So then give us options here for Mayfield, like what they can get in return and landing spots for him then.
Yeah, it's going to be a third day pick, I would assume. It could be a pick and a player. It could be two super late picks, probably in the future. But, you know, Seattle clearly needs a quarterback. The vibes out of Indy are that they're not really interested in Mayfield, but we'll see what happens there. Carolina, of course, needs a quarterback. You know, John Dorsey drafted him in Cleveland, and John Dorsey is now like the 3 or 4 man in Detroit. John Dorsey's 3 man in Cleveland. Alonzo Highsmith is now in Seattle. Those are 2 places to look. But, you know, I just said this, guys, at the beginning of the offseason, there's no way a single team was saying Baker Mayfield is our plan A for 22. So the Browns weren't saying that, and no team is saying that now. Now we're 4 or 5 teams still searching and 2 or 3 viable options. He's going to get traded, and the Browns incur no dead money when they trade him. If they want to bring Clowney back and some other guys, they have to move them. Obviously, they're going to move on here. So I would expect resolution in a week or so, but I don't think that teams that are still knocking on Matt Ryan's door are still considering Jimmy Garoppolo or Jameis or putting Baker in front of those guys.
Well, okay, but in all fairness about Baker, like, he did get injured. He probably should be a starting quarterback in this league somewhere, right? Like, Baker Mayfield's not a backup, is he?
No, he's a quarterback that under great circumstances can get you to the playoffs. So you just have to want You just have to be in the right situation to take him on here. He's entering the last year of his deal. And you have to say that, hey, can we put the right people around him? Can we put the right system around him? He was very inconsistent in Cleveland. His highs were pretty darn good, you know, and the lows were low. I think some of that was magnified by some people were never going to like him because of the attitude and stuff, which is justified. And, you know, the bar went from really, really low in Cleveland to really, really high. In his two good years, guys, it ended with them not being able to get first down. But in those stretches, he was good. And in the back half of 2020, when he and the coach got on the same page, that offense was really humming. And he did. He got them to the playoffs, and they had the ball with a chance to win that game in Kansas City.
Yep. Totally agree. Okay. So the fan base in Cleveland, we have like 2 minutes left here, Zach. I'm guessing it's split where you're going to hear a bunch of people say, all right, this is it. We're finally going to win a Super Bowl. But the other half is probably saying, hey, boy, Watson, we don't know what's going to happen with the future. I can't believe we give that many picks. Is that accurate, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think last year it was 90-10 pro Baker, and that had flipped all the way to 15-85 or so. I think there's probably 50% that have hesitation for various reasons on this move. But of the 30% that went on Facebook this week and totally retired, they'll be back if the Browns are 10-4 going to December next year.
Of course, yes, right? As we've said now for like 2 weeks, regardless of where Watson was going to go before he got traded to the Browns, for the people that are anti-Watson, give it until week one when he goes out there and throws for 360 and three touchdowns, and they're going to be like, oh my God, I love this guy.
Yeah, and you know, you hate to be flip about it, and you don't know how that's going to go, but the Browns said, look, we are very middle of the road, just in the AFC, in our own quarterback situation. We are very uncertain here with this spot. Now we know who our guy is. We budget for him. We recruit guys because of him, and we're not out of a game when we're down three in the last 2 minutes, and they were with Baker Mayfield. So now, is it the third-best situation? Is it the sixth-best situation? Is the suspension going to be super significant and tank this year? We don't know, but the Browns have their quarterback for a long time. That they haven't had in a long time, and he's really, really good.
Yep. Zach Jackson covers the Browns for The Athletic. You can read him there and also follow him on Twitter. He is at Akron Jackson. Thanks, Zach. We appreciate the time today.
Anytime, guys.
Job,
yep.
Thank you.
Be good.
The game where you probably, and I don't cover the team, obviously, but the game where you said this is it now was the Christmas game. He threw four interceptions and was horrendous against the Packers.
Oh, absolutely.
When they were gashing him on the ground.
I put a lot of that on Stefanski.
Okay, yeah.
But also Mayfield, he could add six.
Oh, there was also
could thought, have six
well, there was also they were thinking was the play calling intentional to hang him out to dry?
That was also kicked around.
His throws were so bad.
Yeah.
And Lombardi said this too. Lombardi's like, you're going to get humbled here. I mean, look what the return's going to be.
Yeah.
The trade compensation.
Yep.
He's going to get humbled.
So he's going to have to go from cocky and arrogant and all these commercials that we're all sick and tired of to a guy that's going to fetch maybe a fifth or sixth round pick, and he's going to have to eat that. That probably won't go well for him. But again, chip on the shoulder, gets healthy. He can start somewhere.
Yeah. Things right. Change in a year.
Oh, in the AFC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
arms
AFC.
Race. All the big moves. All the yeah.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.